The Christmas season is a time of great joy, celebration, and spending quality time with our loved ones and friends. As you immerse yourself in the festivities, it's important to remember to take care of your well-being, particularly your heart health. Incorporating certain herbs into the holiday season can be a delightful way to promote heart health and your overall well-being. On today's show, I'll share delicious herbs that you can use to add cheer to your Christmas holiday. So, friend, if you're ready to make your heart happy and healthy with a dash of herbal fun, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. With the holiday season upon us, I'm inviting you to join me to prioritize your well-being with my monthly online accountability health coaching program. You can join me to embark on a transformative journey towards weight loss, increased energy, and hormone balance. You'll receive personalized support to make your health goals a reality. Don't let the festivities derail your progress. Stay on track with my empowering community. You can visit my website at rikesiamcmillan.com to sign up and make this holiday season your healthiest one yet. When I'm in the kitchen, I enjoy adding herbs to my dishes. And adding herbs to my dishes isn't just about enhancing the flavors, but I like to call it an artful journey because it really engages my senses. It helps to sharpen and elevate my culinary experience. For me, it's the vibrant colors, the aromatic fragrances, and the different tastes of the herbs that come within that cooking. I like to call it a symphony of sensations in the kitchen. And so whether I'm plucking those fresh basil leaves or enjoying that earthy scent of rosemary that's sprinkled onto my roasted vegetables, for me, it's really the whole experience. Whether I'm selecting the herbs or chopping them, it just really helps me to stay grounded in the moment, and it just provides an enjoyable experience to cooking. And so beyond that sensory pleasure, herbs really offer a very health-conscious dimension to your meals because they carry a unique profile of nutrients and potential benefits, from antioxidant-rich rosemary to anti-inflammatory turmeric. There are so many different choices that can become a proactive step towards your well-being, and it just adds an extra layer of health and wholeness to your dining experience. And I love sharing those herb-infused dishes with other people because I'm not just serving food, but I'm presenting a piece of my culinary passion. And last year, I had the chance to visit Washington, D.C. with my younger sister and her best friend. My son came along as well, and we had the chance to visit Busboys and Poets Restaurant. And if you haven't been there, I highly encourage you to go. The food is wonderful. And so we went there for breakfast, and they served a dish that I enjoyed. It was like a sweet potato brown rice breakfast dish, and it was really good. But as I was eating it, I felt like it needed more herbal infusion. And so I went home and I recreated the recipe. I added basil, I added sage, and I believe that my creation was outstanding because the flavors of the basil and the sage just really sparked something within that recipe. And so I actually shared it with my coworkers. I think last year, Thanksgiving, I fixed that dish. And they just weren't tasting a meal, but they were really savoring all of the different flavors. And again, it sparked that conversation. And they were just really savoring the thoughtfulness and the creativity that I really poured into that dish. And so when you're using herbs in your dishes, it's about really embracing a holistic approach to cooking. And it's really about turning that act of preparing and consuming food into that multi-sensory celebration. You want people to have their taste buds bursting with flavor. You want to have that visual experience, the aromas. It's just an expression of your creativity to bring a level of well-being and health and joy around the table. And so to help you explore the world of herbs, I'm going to share 9 herbs that you can use to liven up your Christmas dishes. And the first herb is cinnamon. And cinnamon is so popular because it's known for its warm, its comforting aroma. I love cinnamon all year round, not just during the holiday, but it's known as a holiday spice. But it also has many potential health benefits, particularly for your heart. It helps to lower cholesterol levels as well as support your overall heart health. And cinnamon just adds that warm and that sweet and that savory flavor to so many dishes. So you can try it in things like your apple pies, cinnamon rolls, or even your oatmeal, which is one of my favorites. You can also experiment with cinnamon in some of your stews, curries, roasted vegetables. I also enjoy it in my smoothies, and from time to time, I'll also add it to a cup of my herbal tea. The second herb is rosemary, and this is a very fragrant herb that you can use all year round, not just at holidays, but it contains compounds that promote cardiovascular health. It has many antioxidants that help to protect your heart from that oxidative stress that can sometimes impact the body. You can use rosemary in a number of dishes, and one of the ways that I love to use it is in lamb, especially when it's roasted. You can also use it in with your chicken. You can also add it to roasted vegetables, potatoes, soups, and stews for fragrant and a very savory flavor. The third herb is thyme. And this is a very versatile herb. It's very savory. You can use it in many dishes. It contains compounds that have many anti-inflammatory properties that will benefit the heart health by reducing inflammation. It's great on roasted meats, your poultry, and even fish. You can use it in soups and tomato-based sauces, and it pairs very nicely with your roasted vegetables, and even in some baked goods and tarts are known to have thyme in them. The fourth herb is ginger. So whether you are making gingerbread cookies or a warming cup of ginger tea, this is a really festive herb that helps to support cardiovascular health. It helps to reduce inflammation within the body, and it also helps to lower your blood pressure. Ginger is really one of my favorites. I add it to so many different things like my smoothies. Sometimes I'll cut just a small chunk if I want to make a special, what I like to call a gingerbread smoothie. I'll drop a chunk in there with my protein chocolate powder or cocoa powder in there, which is really good. You can add it to stir fries, to curries, and even marinades for your meat. Again, you can use it in baked goods like your gingerbread cookies or ginger teas. Or something else that I also like to do is you can infuse it in your water. If you just, again, cut a little chunk of fresh ginger, put that in your glass BPA-free water bottle, and put a few blueberries in there, strawberries, you'll have a great water infusion with that ginger. The fifth herb is garlic. And so garlic is really popular because it has great heart protective properties. It lowers cholesterol levels. It helps to regulate your blood pressure and support your overall cardiovascular health. You can use it in sauces and stir fries and marinades for your meats, stews, and soups. Just about in every dish that I make, I use garlic, especially during the winter months, because it helps to boost the immune system and keeps those colds away. You can also use it in salad dressings and a base for many, many savory dishes. So garlic is one of my main go-tos all year round, but I like to boost it up a little bit more during the winter months. The sixth herb is mint. And so peppermint and spearmint, they not only add a refreshing touch to whether it's your holiday desserts or your beverages, but they also have many heart health properties, because mint has been linked to improve the blood flow and relaxation of blood vessels within the heart, which is excellent for our overall health. Mint can be used in both sweet and savory dishes. It also adds a very refreshing element to your dishes. You can try it in salads. You can try it in sauces for lamb. You can put it in on your roasted vegetables. You can even make a homemade chocolate mint ice cream or mint infused beverages. You can also use it as a garnish for salads. Now, I really love to use it as a mint infused beverage. Like, I do this at least once or twice a week. Sometimes I will have it as a tea. Like, if I use mint leaves or even mint or peppermint essential oil, I'll take a drop and put that in just hot water and just have that as a refreshing herbal tea. Or sometimes I'll put it in my water, I'll have that on the go. And again, that's great for heart health, to help improve that blood flow and relaxation of your blood vessels. The seventh herb is oregano. And this herb is rich in antioxidants. Again, it has many anti-inflammatory properties which help to protect the health of your heart. And oregano is so good. It's used in many Italian dishes as well as Mediterranean dishes, in sauces, on grilled or roasted meats, as well as in marinades and soups. And I want to encourage you, with oregano, experiment with it in dishes that may have stuffed peppers or even Mediterranean style chicken. Think about adding more oregano to your Christmas dishes. The eighth herb is turmeric. Now, turmeric is a wonderful golden hue. It has many heart health benefits, particularly that anti-inflammatory property. It also has antioxidant properties, which means that it helps to keep those cells healthy and strong, building up the immune system. I enjoy turmeric in my smoothies as well. I'll put maybe a quarter teaspoon in there, and it just boost my health in a way. I can just tell, like, my skin is more vibrant. I'm alert, clarity, even with my eyesight. It is just a wonderful herb to add not only to your smoothies, but you can add it to your curries, to your stews, to your rice dishes. You can use it in marinades for your meats and your vegetables. One thing that I want to say that is, if you do use it in your smoothie, also make sure that you put just a little bit of black pepper in there, because turmeric will not absorb in the body without that black pepper. So give it a try. So the first time I tried it, I didn't know whether or not I was going to like it, because it was like black pepper, turmeric in a smoothie. How is this going to taste? But actually, it's pretty good. You can't really tell, especially when you have all of your green vegetables in there. If you're doing spinach, celery, you're not even going to be able to tell that the turmeric and the black pepper are in there, because it just all tastes so good. You can also experiment with a golden milk or a turmeric infused dessert if you want to add a sweet touch to your Christmas holiday. And the ninth herb is basil. And I just absolutely love the smell of basil, because it's so aromatic. It is so flavorful. It contains compounds that help to lower your blood pressure as well as support your heart health. You can use basil in pasta sauces and pesto and even tomato dishes, and it pairs very well with tomatoes. It's excellent. And so basil is fantastic in salads. It's great as a garnish for soups. And you can also elevate the flavor of your grilled meats or seafood. So these are nine of my favorite herbs that I use pretty much on a regular weekly basis. You can go into my kitchen right now and find every single one of these herbs. And so I use them not only during the holidays, but all year round. And so, do you have a favorite herb that you enjoy cooking with, or a recipe that includes your favorite herbs? If so, I would love to hear about it. You can share what you're enjoying in your dishes by answering my interactive survey, or by leaving a voicemail via Spotify, or you can also send me an email by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. So let's wrap it all up. As you celebrate the Christmas holiday with delicious meals and festive treats, consider infusing these heart-healthy herbs into your recipes. Not only will your taste buds thank you, but your heart might just feel a little bit merrier too. Remember, moderation and a balanced approach to nutrition contributes to overall well-being. Wishing you a heartwarming and a very blessed Christmas holiday season. I'll leave you with Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food." Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally?
Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.